memory of the story of Jesus beyond the familiar Jesus being born in a manger, which was depicted in our home every Christmas and still is in mine, and I know in so many of yours, by small porcelain statues of Mary and Joseph, a shepherd, some sheep, and a cow gathered round a tiny baby Jesus. But the story of Jesus moving around, active in the world of other people, teaching and healing, saying things like, "I am the light of the world," and "love one another as I have loved you." This wider view of Jesus' life, his association with 12 disciples, his conflict with powerful people, and his death at the hands of those who had nailed him to a cross. The part of the story that came to my mind in particular about these parts of Jesus' life came through a recording of the musical Godspell. On my dad's record player with big headphones on my little kid ears, I heard the voice of one crying in the wilderness. You get the idea. I had no idea what a shofar was at the time, a bugle made out of the horn of a goat that makes that initial blast of sound, but the words were unmistakable. Before Jesus steps into the world, before the parables and the sermons, before the healings and the casting out of demons, before the little porcelain statues huddled around the baby Jesus lying in a manger. Before all of that, the call to get ready, to prepare the way, sounds in the hearts and minds of those who will listen. Such is the theme of our Advent season, and this second Sunday in particular. Waiting, watching, these are the tasks of Advent, but also to be active in that waiting. When a teenage boy mutters up the courage to ask out the cute girl in his homeroom class, and after she somewhat surprisingly says yes, but now it's only Wednesday and the date isn't until Friday evening, the waiting isn't just a time of watching the minutes tick by on the clock, is it? Oh, there are preparations to be made, clothes to be picked out, lines to be rehearsed. What music shall we play in the car on the way to dinner? Red roses or pink carnations? Advent assumes that the waiting is not just idle time, but that we have a job to do in the waiting. When the word of the Lord came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness, a word that apparently convinced him to let people know that God was on the move, that God was asking us out on a date that would surely change our world, this John of the wilderness didn't just sit idly by and wait to see if God made good on his promise to pick us up at 8 o'clock and show us a nice evening with dinner and dancing. John lifted up his own voice, and according to Luke chapter 3, he went into all the region around the Jordan with a call to action, a call for a new way of living. And as we know, John got himself out into the waters of the Jordan River in order to baptize people who were committing themselves to this new plan of living for God. Now, people always ask me about this baptism that John was doing. Is this the same baptism as the baptism we do? And I have to answer, well, yes and no. No, in the sense that the context is totally different. John isn't a priest. He isn't any kind of religious leader. He's not acting on behalf of the church, certainly. The church doesn't come into existence until years after Jesus. And Judaism of the first century didn't use baptism per se as a religious rite. But others did. Because people obviously knew about this simple ritual that isn't even religious in nature. In its simplest form, baptism means being made ready or being made new for the sake of what is about to come to pass. It's a ritual by which you tell yourself and others that you're getting ready, that you're turning toward the new thing that is about to happen, and you are ready for it. The kid who asked the girl out on a date activates a baptism of repentance for the removal of teenage boy stink from his car before he goes to pick her up on Friday evening, doesn't he? In other words, he gets the car washed. Gets it ready for the occasion of what he hopes to be, well, a new and beautiful relationship. Baptism is part of the getting ready. So it could be said that baptism isn't just the act of going into the water and coming out. Rather, baptism is the whole of what it means to prepare for God's arrival in Jesus. John's proclamation, John's teaching, John's going into all of the small towns and villages, telling people that Messiah is on the way, all of it is his baptism of whomever will listen. He prepares them. He gets them ready. Included in John's message is the remembering of another time. A time long ago when the people of God needed to get ready. In fact, John copies the proclamation of Isaiah, who had once upon a time announced to Israel that they were going to get to go home. Israel had been taken captive by the Babylonians, but now all of that was about to be over. And in addition to pack your bags and make sure the tires on your camel are all up to pressure, Isaiah calls on the powers of nature. Pave the roads and make them straight and level, Isaiah declares. Mountains, stoop down so that my people don't have to climb too much. Valleys, lift yourselves up so the ground to walk on is flat and stable. Metaphorically, Isaiah is calling for the world to give Israel a break for a change. From Babylon to Jerusalem is about 1,700 miles, or about the distance from here to Dallas, Texas. It wasn't going to be easy, and God knew that the people needed all the help they could get. But the journey isn't just on foot. The road from captivity to home doesn't just follow roads through deserts and over mountains and through valleys. The journey is also from pain to healing, fear to hope, despair to joy. This is the journey that the Israelites once traveled, and it's the journey that we travel as well. Last week, I introduced you to the four values that our leadership teams have set before us to consider. Values that will remind us of what is most important in our congregation as we live together in faith and also as we share our faith with our neighbors. Like we looked at last week, they are sacramental worship, growing in faith, embracing inclusivity, and community partnerships. The second value, growing in faith, fits in nicely with what we've been talking about today. Because growing in faith is about getting ready for what God is about to do in ourselves, among us as a church, and for the sake of our neighbors, and for the many ways that God calls us in mission. God continues to call us. Prepare the way. Get yourself ready for what I am about to do. For children, that means learning about the story of faith as they learn their place in the life of the baptized. Our traditions of Sunday school and vacation Bible school, confirmation class and youth group for teenagers, and our partnership with camps and campus ministries all help us to realize this value. Adult Bible study and even working together on projects that benefit our neighborhood are ways that we continue that learning and that growing. But growing in faith isn't just about our own preparations, but also about how we open up ourselves to our neighbors. Notice that John didn't just go to his friends. He didn't just go and tell this new thing to the people he knew. When John heard this word of God, he went into all of the region. People he knew, people he trusted, but also people who differed from him. People even perhaps that he didn't like. And there were certainly people there whom he didn't agree with all the time. As we grow in faith, we are the ones called into the wilderness, called to a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, called to find out what new thing God is about to do in our world. It will not do to rest on that old trope. This is the way we've always done it before. Because the shofar has been sounded. The shout has been heard. God has called the mountains to lay low and the valleys to be lifted up so that there is no obstacle between our neighbors of our community and this advent of God in Jesus Christ. God is coming into our world, and not just for us, but for everyone who remains in the captivity of hopelessness, prejudice, disregard, shame, marginalization, contempt, and fear, and misunderstanding. And growing in faith means that we must pack our bags. Get ready for the journey ahead of us. And know that God is delivering us and all of our neighbors with us home. Amen. Our song is number 255, and no.